The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It's set on a lampstand where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others so that they might see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. Every rare once in a while, we get to hear our magnificent first reading from the first book of Kings, story of Elijah and the poor widow of Zarephath in the time of famine. I always say that the stranger the reading is, the more it has to teach us. And this is a strange reading by anyone's measure, where Elijah, in a time of famine, goes to a poor, destitute widow in the land of Zarephath, down to her last meal just before full-on starvation, and says, "Well, don't worry about that. Just why don't you take everything you have and bake me a little cake?" Very strange reading. Take a closer look. First, put yourself in Elijah's place. For the past year, the Queen of Israel, Queen Jezebel, has been trying to kill him, using all the powers of the government at her disposal to do so. Elijah's been living in hiding. He's been living on the run. What's Elijah been doing for the past year? He's been praying to God for help. And in answer, God tells Elijah to go to a poor, helpless widow in a foreign land who doesn't have so much as two nickels in her pocket to keep each other company. The answer Elijah gets is not the answer Elijah was expecting. Now put yourself in the position of the poor widow. And remember, in the time of the Bible, widows had no property. They had no property rights. They had no inheritance rights. If they didn't have a full-on adult son providing for the home, they were as destitute as beggars. And now in a time of famine, what's the widow been doing for the past year? She's been praying to God for help. And in answer, God sends her the prophet Elijah, another mouth to feed. The answer she gets is not the answer she was expecting. But now sit up and take notice. Both Elijah and the widow respond to God with extreme faith. Elijah, by going to her in the first place, which made no sense at any kind of physical level. And the widow, of course, by taking her very last meal and giving it away to this stranger who wandered up to her door. But God will not be outdone in generosity. That's the message of the day. In consequence, the famine ends, the rains fall, the crops are abundant, and even Queen Jezebel herself is deposed. Man discovers his true self when he makes a sincere gift of himself. That's a line from the Second Vatican Council, Gaudium et Spes, number 24. They say it was Pope John Paul II's favorite line of the entire council. Man discovers his true self when he makes a sincere gift of himself. People spend their whole lives, every living day, trying to find their heart's desire, and they can't. Living for yourself, you can't, because God made you to give yourself away. If you want more joy in your life, find out what happens when you try to bring joy to somebody else. If you want more faith, find out what happens when you try to share your faith with somebody else. Jesus says, "You're the salt of the earth. You're the light of the world." Salt and light, two things that become themselves by giving themselves away. Salt by itself is noxious. But when it loses itself, so to speak, in another bit of food, it brings out the flavor. Or light by itself is a chafe and an irritation. It's too bright. But by spilling itself out over the whole visible world, it makes everything else visible. And Jesus himself spent himself down to nothing, giving himself away completely to the last drop of his blood. And he asks his followers to do the same. And when they do, they're surprised that they find what they were looking for. They find what they were looking for all along. This is the missing piece in most people's spiritual life. There are many people who pray, and prayer is good. There are many people who fast and do penance, and you know, doing penance is very good, but that last little bit, almsgiving, that last little bit of giving is one of the last pieces to be put in place. It's one of the last pieces that makes our spiritual life complete. And it's just a little reminder of that here today, just a little reminder that whatever you're praying to receive, don't be surprised if God answers you by asking you to give. And last of the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. Ephrem, pray for us.